I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Less than a week after Guatemala's new presidential administration was sworn in, people are rolling up their sleeves to help the vulnerable. Orphan Outreach met with the first and second ladies to talk about orphans, adoption, foster care, and residential care. Mike Doris of Orphan Outreach says a secondary issue to the orphan crisis is sexual abuse and trafficking. The statistics are difficult to hear.
8 out of 10 women in Guatemala have been sexually abused in some manner. And the number of children that are being raped and having babies is just horrendous in Guatemala.
But a coalition between the government and private sector, in this case the church, is forming. Plans are already underway to develop a home for girls and young mothers who are survivors of abuse and trafficking. And this has the potential to change history. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is looking for a new director for its triannual student missions conference, Urbana. Tom Lynn with InterVarsity.
The person who's shaping Next Urbana, Urbana 18, and thereby shaping the call to mission for the next student generation. So it's a huge responsibility and a huge opportunity.
InterVarsity is asking you to pray that God would bring the right person into the role.
My hopes for the next Urbana director is that this person would be an experienced missions leader, someone who loves students, and someone who's passionate about God's word, passionate about people of every ethnicity and culture, and passionate about God's purposes in the world.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. Written by a Sat7 volunteer, these words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.